This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد, all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having brought us together after so many months. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having opened up the doors of His masajid, for having opened up the doors of His mercy. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of that and much more. My dear brothers and sisters, these are the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dedicated to be His places of worship on this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created me and you for the purpose of worshiping Him alone. And although the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not know any place or time, the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are special places for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه. In houses, the masajid of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for His remembrance, for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that there are seven people, seven individuals who will be shaded by Allah on the day in which there will be no shade except His. And among the seven that he mentioned, وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ, a man whose heart was attached to the masajid. And so, if you felt grief, if you felt pain for being away from these masajid, then it's a good sign. It's a sign of your iman. But not everyone has been like that. Unfortunately, there are many among us who it didn't make any difference, the masjid being open or being closed. And so it's a sign of weak iman. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, there is no better time for our masajid opening up than this current time, with only a few weeks left until the month of Ramadan. But let us not to become negligent for this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we need to remain diligent, as we are hearing in the news that the third wave is here, and that it's going to be worse than the first two waves. And so we need to be diligent and continue to take the necessary precautions in social distancing, in wearing these masks, and so on and so forth. But let us not forget that these are only the material means to avoid the spread of the disease. These are material means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. But there is a means of preventing the spread of the disease that is greater than all of these means. And that is by turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making dua. Unfortunately, many of us, we forget about this. We take all of the material precautionary means, forgetting and neglecting ad-du'a, forgetting about our adhkar. How many of us, when we leave home, we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying the dhikr that we're supposed to say when leaving home? How many of us remember Allah in the morning and in the evening, the adhkar of the morning and the evening that are meant to protect us from all kinds of evils that are out there in the dunya? And so, my dear brothers and sisters, let us not forget the importance of dua, the importance of dhikr, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, my dear brothers and sisters, there have been those who this pandemic has caused them to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, there are those who this pandemic has caused them to become more distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the reasons for that is being away from the company of the righteous. Because the masajid were closed, they no longer had that company, especially our youth. And so it's important for us to encourage our youth to return to the masajid, not only for Jumu'ah, but also the regular salawat. Not only for us to make an effort to attend the regular 5 daily salawat in the masjid, but also to encourage our young ones. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make the doors of His houses on this earth to remain open permanently, and not to let this to be another temporary phase. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وإخوانه وخلانه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى وراقبوه في السر والنجوى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, as we are a few weeks away from the month of Ramadan, we are reminded of the fact that we have entered into another special month, and that is the month of Sha'ban. This month of Sha'ban which we are a week into, is a month that many do not pay attention to. But it is a month that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would pay attention to. And so Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would see him fasting more in this month of Sha'ban than any other month besides Ramadan. And so he asked him, Ya Rasulullah, why is it that we see you fasting in this month? And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ذَلِكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفَلُ فِيهِ النَّاسِ بَيْنَ رَجَبْ وَرَمَضَانِ وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالِ فَأُحِبُّ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ فِيهِ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered by saying that month, meaning the month of Sha'ban, is a month that many people become neglectful about between Rajab and Ramadan, meaning that Rajab is a special month. It is one of the four sacred months, and Ramadan is also special. But Sha'ban, most people don't pay attention to it. And then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is the month in which our deeds are lifted and elevated up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I want my deeds to be lifted to Allah while I am fasting. Meaning that when my deeds are raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this time of the year, I want to be in a state that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a state of ibadah. And so that is why I fast. And so the Salaf, from among the Sahaba, the Tabi'un, the Taba' Tabi'un, they would also give special attention to this month and become more diligent in it, in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so some of them, it is narrated that when the month of Sha'ban would come, not the month of Ramadan, but even before that, when the month of Sha'ban would come, they would close their shops. And others, they would say that this is the month of the Qurra. Shahru Sha'ban, Shahrul Qurra. That the month of Sha'ban is the month of the Qurra, the reciters of the Quran. And one of the reasons for why this month is special and a month to devote to the ibadah of Allah is because it is a prelude to the month of Ramadan. If you don't start now in putting effort and working hard through nawafil, through the voluntary acts of ibadah, then when the month of Ramadan comes and the first day arrives, you're going to be lazy. You're going to get up sluggish. You're not going to have the momentum to fast, to stand up at night, to recite the Quran. And that's why Ibn Rajab, he says about this month, or the scholars, many of them have said regarding this month, they said Rajab, the month that comes before Sha'ban, is the month to plant the seeds. And then Sha'ban is the month to water the seeds. And then Ramadan is the month to harvest. And so when the people are harvesting and they're collecting their fruits, you're getting up. And only now, on the first day of Ramadan, you're starting to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so what do the athletes do? Athletes, what do they do? Don't they train weeks and months in advance? If you have an exam, do you start studying the night before? Or do you start studying days and weeks in advance. And so, what can we do in this month? First and foremost, start fasting. As we mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would fast the month of Sha'ban voluntarily more than any other month. And Ibn Rajab, he says, the reason for that is that just like our daily salawat have sunnahs, the sunan ar-rawatib, some before the salah, some after. Likewise, fasting the month of Ramadan, it has the voluntary sunnah fast that comes before and the voluntary sunnah fast that comes after the 6 days of Shawwal. But remember that what is more important than the voluntary fast are the obligatory fasts for those among us who have not made up for their fasts of last year's Ramadan. And so the scholars say that if you delay it until Ramadan comes and you still have not fasted those days, then you are sinful. So for those who have not fasted their qadha of last Ramadan, now is the time to make up for those days. Also, reciting the Qur'an, as we mentioned, the Salaf, they would say that this month, the month of Sha'ban, was the month of the Qurra. Also, Qiyamul Layl, Tahajjud, getting up in the middle of the night, or even if you cannot pray Qiyamul Layl, even if it be 2 rak'ahs, even if it be 4 rak'ahs before going to sleep. Also, Sadaqah, also Zakah for those whose Zakah is now obligatory. And also, above all, purifying our hearts. Purifying our hearts of animosity for our brothers and sisters, for the enmity that we have, for the envy that we have. These diseases of the hearts are more important for us to purify. And so the point is, my dear brothers and sisters, that this month of Sha'ban is an opportunity. It is an opportunity for us to get a head start. To get a head start before the month of Ramadan arrives. And above all, let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to witness the month of Ramadan. For as we have seen over this past year, death is closer to us than many of us we think. And so none of us can guarantee that we will live to see a single day, let alone to see Ramadan, which is only 3 weeks away. How many of us can guarantee that we won't be inflicted with the disease tomorrow, and then we will be praying his janazah in 2 weeks? And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us to see another Ramadan in iman and in good health. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم ذلك ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا وسلموا يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد ورضى اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم ارفع عنا الوباء والغلاء والزلازل والمحن وسوء الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun fadhkuru Allah al-'azima al-jalila yadhkurkum washkuruhu 'ala ni'amihi yazidkum wa ladhkuru Allah akbar wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un.